702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live streaming countrywide
on the Prime Media Plus app.
DStv Channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
So the article came out in Business Insider titled The Upside of Recessions. I'm actually going to share it on my social media platforms. Just search Relebogile and it will come up. But they're speaking around the fact that governments and countries do everything they can to dig economies out of recessions. Because, of course, we know what happens. Families lose homes. Children go malnourished. Graduates spend years struggling to even just get their careers on the go. But for some reason, while all of this is taking place, as in the economy starts to struggle, we continue to live longer. And it really got me thinking about the age I would like to sign out. Now, I've shared before, I come from a family of women who live long. My mother's mother died at 97. My grandmother's older sister died at 104. The younger sister died at 93 or 94. We come from women who live very, very long. And I've seen their different struggles of my three grandmothers that lived long. The one could not hear well. We tried to do the hearing aid thing. She didn't want it. But she was strong, could still walk, and would read her Bible every day. The other one was cooking for us, taking care of us, doing the absolute most until her health deteriorated maybe a year or two before she passed with pre-existing medical conditions. And the other one was actually quite strong and fit, but was aged by caring for an unwell husband for many, many years. But even then, like, these people died quite old. Now, when I think about how long I want to live, and when I think about how long I want to live, it's even with the hope and that things are going to get better, not just for us as a country with the economy, in my own personal life, in my career. I've always said, guys, at 70, 68, 70 max, I want to sign out. Why? My parents are at that age. And let me tell you, I look at them and their peers, high blood pressure, diabetes. They're starting to forget things. The things you said to them, they're like, you didn't say that. It's knee operations, hip replacement surgeries. Now it's eye possible surgeries, can't see properly. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like that. And I know technology is evolving and becoming great. I want to just bow out, like, to say hi to my grandkids. Oh, I met you. I met you. I met you. Mbah. And then be like, peace. It's been real. For me, whether things stay the same or get better, I feel like 70 for me, keshab, I'm good to go. It just feels, hosha, you know, my corpse is still going to be able to have a face beat and wear some couture in the coffin. But that's what I don't want to go beyond those years. I've seen them struggle. And, oh, my grandmother used to make this sound every time she sat down or stood up. And it was like this, oosh. Because she was always in pain. I don't want that for myself. So give me a call. 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Kurt and Roy, I see you. We'll be back after this.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
18 minutes after 1 o'clock, we're asking the question how long you want to live. It seems that the worse the economy gets, the longer we live. And I'll tell you the reason coming out of this article from the Business Insider. And it just got me wondering how long I want to live. And I realize if things never get better, they just remain exactly the same. I'm trying to bow out 65 to 70, depending how things are going. I'm not trying to become a burden on people I don't want to be struggling in life. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Kurt from Foys, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, yeah. If you say you want to buy out at 65 years old, that would basically give me 5 more years to live. I can tell you now that when you get to that age, you're going to want to keep living. The one thing that determines and dictates how long you live in South Africa is one thing. It's money. If you don't have any money in South Africa to retire on, you need to check out immediately, because otherwise you are going to live like a dog.
Yo, Kurt, I want to not laugh at you saying you better check out immediately. But you are so right. It's money.
If you don't have money and you rely on the state in South Africa, you are going to live worse than a dog. My family live. My dad is 95 years old. My grandmother was 105 years old. Mm. My wife's mother was over 100 years old. That is the only thing that you need to worry about in South Africa. Do you have sufficient funds to keep you living like a human being and not like a dog? And that is the most horrific thing to consider in this country. I am terrified that I don't have enough money to look after me when I'm an old age person. At the moment, I'm 60 years old. I am one of the fittest 60-year-olds in the country. I participate in physical activity in a sport called CrossFit. I am strong. I'm stronger than most 20-year-olds. But what you were talking about there, all of these things, hypertension, diabetes, blood pressure, all the things you talk about with regards to old age, in many, many, many cases, they're not foolproof, but you can make sure that you live healthy for as long as possible. I'm not saying they're foolproof.
Yes.
Everybody develops problem. But most people who are aged today in the age group of 70 years old, most of these health issues people have today are self-inflicted. I'm sorry to say, are self-inflicted. Sugar, diabetes, all the poisons, alcohol, and all of these things. So coming back to the point you made, it's about finances and resources. If we live,
look, you've hit the nail on the head. You've hit the nail on the head. I was just saying to the team now during the ads that, you know, the people who can have full-time nurses, masseuses, all those people that are there to keep a person not just looking young but feeling young, they cost a lot of money. I once explored getting a stay-at-home nurse for my now late grandmother, and it was so much more expensive than I even realized. And look at how many people don't even have medical aid in this country.
No, that's exactly it. The money is what it counts.
So what's your number, Kurt?
082. What do you mean? My number or my age?
How long you wanna live until? What's your cutoff?
My number.
Point? Yes.
Hey, you know what? I tell you what. I've got guys that I train with, guys that I work with.
Yeah.
Physical guys that I work with who are 80 years old, 85 years old, and I'm gonna tell you now, they are still cycling a couple of hundred kilometers every single day, every single week.
Nice one.
But that is what it is. That's it. So if it's all about my condition. My dad is 95 years old. Quite frankly, if we could switch his light off tomorrow, we would do so.
Yo, Kurt, take that back right now.
My dad is existing. He's not living. There's a big difference.
I understand what you mean. Because at that age, it does become such a struggle. But I hear what it is that you're saying. Kurt from Four Ways, thank you for your call. Roy from Park Mall, go ahead.
Hi, Lilibokile. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good.
So,
my age would probably be around 65.
You same as me, ne?
Yeah. At that age, you don't need to worry about having nappies and just living all that pain. That by that age, you probably manage to see your grandchildren and your children grow up. You know, well, not necessarily your grandchildren, but you at least get to see them, you know.
Yes. Or hello.
Exactly. I don't want to be living until like 90 something.
Why do I feel like your fear is adult diapers? That's like the fear.
Yes. Because I've already been in nappies once. Why do I want to be in nappies again?
Oh my God.
If Pampers, no.
Poor Pampers is catching heat. They don't even make adult diapers, Roy. Listen, I'm same page as you, though, because I think the issue is around independence. You don't want to need to ask people to help you do simple things, find things, feed you, bath you.
I'm also very independent, so I don't like other people helping me.
I got you, Roy from Park Mall. Thank you so much for your call. Peter from Katlehong, hi.
Hi, Lebogile. Hi, man. Hi. Mamela, man. It's not about money. It's not about what. It's how you treat yourself. You keep your body healthy. So I'm still doing now. I'm a Shihan. I'm turning 70, 25. I'm feeling young, young. I don't have any problems in my body or what. I can do push-ups, 100 push-ups. I train the students. I do whatever. So please don't be deceived by saying what. No, it's just to keep yourself healthy. Not control your body.
But the issue you're chelete is real. The issue you're chelete is real.
No ways. I don't have money.
How?
But yeah, I'm training karate, I'm training everything. It's not about money. It's how you treat your body, how you treat yourself, what type of food you are eating, how, you know, those you are losing.
Okay.
Spirit in. We are killing yourself. What you are most
bom
combo tea. I never, sister, man, I.
All right. No, I hear you. I hear you, Peter, saying it's not about money. At 70, he's fit and healthy. It's not about money. Kelly from Four Ways, hi.
Hello.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm fine, and you, Kelly.
Good.
To tell you.
Yes.
Yeah. Both me and my husband, we turned 71 this year. I pick up my grandkids from school. I take them for the extramurals. And when my kids go away, my son, my daughter goes away, I take care of them. I stay with them.
Yes.
And yes. And my husband, at 71, he still trains. He still keeps up with technology. So that's one to tell you. So nothing makes 70 like old and you want to die. Then you get old before your time.
Yes. But you see, look, I'm not going to lie. I look at my mother who's going to be 70 this year, and she is in a new phase of happiness in her life. I'm not even going to lie about that. She's loving being a grandmother. She takes care of herself. She walks every day. All of those things, right? So I'm not going to take away from the fact that people are doing those things. I'm just saying I don't want to do those things.
No, you should be like that now, you will get old before your time. I promise.
That's why my number is 65. That's why by the time I'm 65, I'm gonna feel 100 and be ready to go.
You're all in the mind, but thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you so much, Kelly from Four Ways. Thank you. We've got John also in Four Ways. Hi, John.
Hi, Cleveland.
How are you?
I'm good, Angel. Look, what I'm curious, what will you do then when you turn 65 and you are disease-free? And I'll tell you why. People are living longer, you know, for a simple reason that of advances in medicine. So we can treat high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes. There are newer drugs. We can treat heart attacks, heart failure, breast cancer, lung cancer. We can treat those things much more effectively and much better than we could do 20
years. Yes.
So, I mean, you can live for as long as possible. In fact, there are theories that says a person who's going to live up to 150 is already born, you see, because of advances in diagnosis, prevention, preventive medicine, as well as therapeutic medicine. So you're not going to just kill yourself because, in fact, I can predict you have got strong genes from what you said. The matrilineal side, they live longer. So you're also going to live close to 100.
But now here's the problem. You know, when you pay into your retirement annuity, it tells you how much money you have and how long you will last. You telling me I'll live till 150 when maybe I only have money till 70 years.
It's not, I think the karate man is correct. It's not really about money.
No, the but we can't say that in real life. Like, yes, it isn't about money because quality of life, the real things that matter are not material things. But however, we also need money to exist and to get things done. And all those technological advancements you're speaking of, they're going to need money.
I agreed with you, but if you look at, let's say, Scandinavian countries, if you look at parts of Europe, the US and Southeast Asian countries, people live much longer.
And because they don't eat mukhodu. Me, I want mukhodu. No, but I think it is a good point you're raising. Thank you so much for that, John and Force. It is a good point because we know medicine is going to, you know, technology is going to advance where we are with medicine. But let's not act like when these things start coming out, they're not going to be hella expensive. They're going to be hella expensive and for the elite. And then slowly they're going to become accessible because the Chinese will make a cheaper version you can order on Shein or Temu, right? That now you can buy. I mean, I'm seeing things that I did not know were accessible. Like, what's that thing you flush your mouth with? It sprays water in your mouth. It's like an oral cleansing thing. I saw it on Shein so cheap. That was not the case a couple of years ago. So for by the time I'm now 100, and I'm like waiting there for my SASSA grant, ne? And then hoping, yo, I hope that I can afford that cancer medicine. Or I hope I can afford that cure. It's not going to happen overnight that all these things are accessible to all of us. We will continue the conversation. 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
Your voice.
Your life.
Your afternoon radio.
On 702 Afternoons.
With Relebo Gilema Botja.
23 minutes to 2 o'clock. We are talking about the age we want to bow out. I've given my reasons. My age is 65, maximum 70, because I want to kind of keep this quality of life. Now, the article in Business Insider called The Upside of Recessions, where they say new research confirms that the worse the economy gets, the longer we live. Here's the answer to why. So because the economy gets worse, it means fewer people are on the roads driving. So the air is cleaner. And that's what the research is showing. So I'm asking the question, if things never get better than what they are, this is the best it's ever going to be for all of us as a country, our economy worldwide, for you in your life. This is the best it's going to be. What's the day you want to bow out, or the age rather you want to bow out, and why? Give us a call, 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. We go to Dudu Zile in Pretoria. Dudu.
Lebo.
Yeah.
I went over to our Bulaya man.
Why?
I'm 65. It means that, according to you, I would be dead 4 years ago. But
No. I'm happy for you guys to keep living, just not myself. Keshap for Lona. You guys keep doing your thing, you know? We need a variety of age groups, Molefatsing, but I don't want to be there.
You know, you'll hit 65, you'll be as good as you are now, because I'm 69. I'm lucky. God has been kind. Mm. I'm as healthy as they come.
Mm.
I still go to gym. I run my marathons and ultra marathons. I'm going to run my comrades even this year.
Wow.
So, no, dying is not in the picture if I have any choice about it as yet. I'm really enjoying my old age because I think I'm very lucky to be very healthy.
So what about the issue of money?
Money doesn't make you... Money is something that makes life easy, but it's not everything, Lebo. People have got lots and lots of money, they don't have their health, and they are miserable. So, I don't have money, but I've got the health, and I'm pretty happy about it. My life is simple. Kijela moroko, kijela mohodu.
Yes. Listen, Dudu Zile, I love it for you, and please keep on that trajectory and keep that energy going. Chris from Rivonia, hi.
Hey, Ariela Bakhila, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, and you?
Listen, just a really great story to share. My mom, when she turned 71, had met a guy, and together they decided to circumnavigate the entire world in a 30-foot yacht at 71.
What?
And she made it around the whole world in 2.5 years and had the most incredible time. And the amazing thing is now at 76, she is training with me to walk the otter trail. in
oh,
May.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Listen, I think it is beautiful. And I have watched, you know, films about people traveling the world, and I'm like, I love it for them. But there's never been a thought in my mind that said, I want to do this for myself.
Yeah,
I'm so terrified I die out there. Now my family can never bury me. And
Now, sometimes you might get that the bug just bites and something happens.
This is
can I give her a quick punt?
Yes.
In life.
Yes, do. Yes.
So at 76, she's just started a health consulting business because she has so much vitality. So if anybody is keen to get onto Facebook and Google Janice Barry, you'll find her and maybe reach out if you're looking to chat to somebody who's just incredibly full of life.
Janice Barry, we find her on Facebook. And we will. Is it the one that says health and wellness coach in KZN?
Health and wellness that's got live fulfilled.
Okay, we will check that out and I'll share with everybody. Thank you so much for sharing that story.
And thanks so much for the opportunity and for a great show. Always love tuning in.
Thank you so much, Chris in Rivonia. We have got Stanley from Mamelodi. Stanley, welcome, Mums. Hey. How's it?
Just tell about that inside of the wheel. I'll. No, if it was possible, but I'll say immediately now at 45.
Why now?
I had it, you know, since 2019, I haven't been working.
Yes.
And then my mother is in Limpopo. The last time I saw her, I think it was 5 years back.
Mm.
And I've got two kids. My kids, they can't even travel to see Kukwabona. You know, Christmas, they'll ask you, Papa, when are you going to see Granny? And then you must make an excuse. Even now, with these holidays, they were asking, when are we going to see Cook? And the one who is 4 years doesn't even know my mother.
Mm.
So you see, hey, without, you know, I can't even go to family gatherings and stuff. Because when you arrive there, you know, if you're not working, you're not coming with anything, you know, with family, it's how.
Mm.
So with me, I have it, you know, we are in Mamelodi, Kamu, in a little tea shack in from our settlement and stuff. Mm. So sometimes, you know, we'll think, let me just, you know, let the whole four of us, the family, if we can pass on, maybe through car accident or something, those things pass your mind when things are so difficult. So if it was possible, I would pray to the Lord, say, take all the four of us now. Or me, I think I had enough at 45, you know. Especially, you know, today, this morning, it was even worse when she said, people are buying fish, but we have a tin fish in the house. Mm. I think that will equivalent or one of our had. I said, yeah, it's the same. There's ours will be cooked, they'll be baking. You know?
Look, yeah, I'm going to say this to you, Stanley. Now, firstly, I'm so sorry that life is so burdensome and hard on you. Now, but please remember, your children need you more than you can imagine. Even the greater family. And sometimes it might not feel like your significance is relevant. You might think to yourself, if we all just go in a car accident, but there are ripple effects to any loss of life that you will never know or understand. But even more than that, if you believe in God, if you believe in a higher higher power, if you believe in Badimba Hao, you need to know they would not keep you here if there was not a reason for you to be here. It does not look like it. It doesn't look like it. You're not going to understand it. But there is a very specific reason you are here. Merekwa how I also feel. So,
it is very, very difficult.
Marmudimo teng, ne? And on top of that, please trust Hore. Sometimes, I'm going to give you a scenario I had to figure out for myself. You know how your child will say to you, kikupa something, and you say no? Ne? You say no. But they don't see the bigger picture. You see the bigger picture. I get it. So consider yourself being a child of the universe. You don't see the reason why life is saying no to you right now. You don't know why life is saying no. The same as my son. If I mention Hore, we're going to have ice cream. He wants it now. But I have to say, let's eat supper first. He can't understand, why can I not have ice cream now? I, as the one who sees a bigger picture and a bigger purpose for him. Now consider yourself one of your children. When you make decisions about you must go to school, even when the child says, I don't want to go to school, it is a bigger purpose than what that child knows and sees. So consider yourself a child of this universe who cannot see everything, but trust it is working in your favor. So can you hang on just one more day, Stanley? And every day you just say yourself, okay, I'm going to hang on another day and I'm going to hang on another day.
Thank you very much, Kilabukile.
I'd like to put you to our producer, Stanley. Let's see if we can get somebody for you to talk to. You don't have to suffer. And I know many people in a conversation like this are feeling the same way Stanley is feeling. It is hard. It is hard. It is hard. Let's take a lost call. Shepherd from Pretoria. Shepherd, your mom is 96.
Yes, thanks for the counsel. Yo, this guy just touched my life. Yo, and my mother, okay, going to my story. My mother is 96, and she's still going. Apparently, your father, I think, died more than, I think it was more than 120, officially, unofficially, but officially it was just over 100. Yeah, so, so I'm just saying life still has to go on. And I personally want to go, even if I get to 90 or even 100. If God gives you, why not? I mean, God has a reason, like you're counseling the guy. God has a reason to give you every day that he gives you in life. And let's live with it gratefully for that and live it for our families. At times at that age, like 96, my mother has got no cancer, has got no other, chronic illnesses. Here and there she gets pains and we take it to the doctors and they can't even find anything. She goes back, she just to get, just to be out of here, she stays on a farm, you know, just to be away from home and to be away and out there. So I'm just saying every day means a lot. At times when you get there, you can't define it, why you're still alive. You wish you've got few friends. Your family members are virtually probably the only one in who lived during your days. And you can't even share any stories with anyone. But you have a reason to live for the other person who's around you.
And thank you for that, Shepherd, because I think not everybody calls who listens to the show, but there are people listening going through a tough time. Very quickly, Lulama in Winchester, you would like to assist.
Yes, please, Kilebogile. It's my birthday today, so I thought I'd be a gift to someone else. So if we can get Stanley, his number, get to comfortably get him to Limpopo to see mommy and children's granny. I know it's also school holidays. I don't know how old the kids are. They get back to school. Get back to school on Wednesday next week. But we can make it some other time. I don't know, but All there is just a gift to be a gift to them. And then I can just arrange it directly with him and
Lulama, thank you so much for your
number,
for your kind heart. I'll pass you back on to our producer and happy birthday. Thank you for being gift and a blessing for someone else on your day. I'm passing you back on to our producer, Pashida. So many of your messages that I did not even get to go through. Thank you so much. Thank